Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we're talking about plant power. Woo! I love this topic. Oh, my God. I just love this topic. And we've got our guru, Miss Katie Fitzgerald, is with, in the house, is in the cafe. Woo! Hey, Miss Katie, how are you tonight?
I am so awesome. I am powered up.
She's powered up. She's been eating those power plants, and she's ready to go. And my, as always, I have my wonderful co-host, Miss Amy. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm a little off balance because I was told it was about body balance and about herbs. So I'm on my dancing on my my ball, my yoga ball, while drinking a mojito because that's the mint, right? So I brought my herbs.
No. No.
What? What?
No, not those herbs. Not those herbs, you know, baby.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. It's like carrot cake. It's got carrots in it, so it must be good, right? Yeah.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
I'm eating a vegetable. It's all good. Well, we're going to be talking about this wonderful book. Hopefully, we're going to be doing it in a series. I'm depending on if we can get Miss Katie to do it. It's all good. It's called Body
Into
Balance and Herbal.
It may be over a long period of time. So
a long period of time. Yeah, we're going to have an ongoing conversation with this book. It's called Body Into Balance, an Herbal Guide to Holistic Self-Care by Rhea Noel Groves. And I'd love to read the introduction on this. It says, we thrive in nature. We feel better. We feel healthier. We rely on real food, spend plenty of time outdoors, bring the elements of nature into our daily lives, and use herbs as a primary form of medicine. Many of the common ailments and diseases we see in modern society stem from the fact that we have shifted away from our primal connection to nature. Health and disease in the body interacts in fascinating interconnected patterns, and we make us use connections to nature. Employing herbs and natural therapies, we can shift those patterns to bring the body into greater balance and vitality. Plants heal, nature heals. And boy, is that true. So you take it away, Miss Katie's going to just start talking about this book, and we're just going to jump in as it goes. So I look forward to the conversation. So wherever you want to start, Miss Kate.
Here she goes.
Well, you know, when I read this, so I actually have a huge passion for all things plant, especially herbs. And on the herbal topic, I have an entire shelf in my library dedicated to nothing but herbs. I have books on herbal medicine. I have books on herbal antibiotics. I have these crazy scientific textbooks on phytotherapy. Of course, I have the occasional cookbook and some culinary herb books. And, of course, the do-it-yourself household and personal products using herbs. So I'm really, really passionate about herbs. And so I constantly look for books and add them to my shelf. I came across this beautiful book, Body Into Balance, approximately 2 years ago. And it's become quickly my favorite book because, first of all, y'all know I'm a holistic nutritionist and I'm also a primal health coach. So there we go. She used both of those words, holistic and primal, in her introduction to her book. So it really resonated with me. And the most amazing thing about this book when I first picked it up was the beauty of the book. So if anybody's thinking about buying the book, do not get the Kindle. Do not get the Barnes & Noble version online. Get the real book. It is full of amazing illustrations. The photos are gorgeous, and she includes photos of all the herbs that she mentions so that you get a sense of what they look like. The pages are designed to chunk out the information into really easy to digest, and yes, pun intended, segments, right? So that you can really take in the information and get it into your brain and understand it and compartmentalize it. Everything's full color. And the paper is high quality, just beautiful on a tactile perspective. And one of the things you all know about me is I'm an instructional designer and trainer by profession, as well as a holistic nutritionist. And to me, that ability to engage all of the senses, that's what this book really does. It's just, it's such a beautiful, beautiful tome to begin with. The other thing I really love about this book is that she includes quite a bit of information about safely using herbs, and she gives you some cautions and considerations to think about. For instance, if you're on certain medications, certain herbs might be contraindicated. That's a fancy, you know, $10 word for you might want to think twice. But I also love that she has in there a section on buying and making herbal remedies. And those are some of the really, really cool things about the book. And before I dive any deeper into all the cool, other cool stuff, what were your impressions, Robin and Amy, when you saw the book?
Well, you know, I have never actually seen the book, so I'm excited to see that. But as you're talking, certainly that makes me want to get it. And what I'd love to see is us coming together and sharing recipes and sharing stories about how we're using it.
Nice. Nice. What about you, Robin?
Well,
and you have the book, right?
Yeah, I did get the book, and I got the book about 3 weeks ago because I knew we were going to do this show. And I've just like you, I've really loved herbs. I'm a plant girl with, you know, with my flowers and things that I work with. And I thought that I really kind of understood herbs. But boy, even just, you know, cracking this book open and really just looking at the first chapter, I am just in so much awe about how herbs really work with us in just a multitude of ways. I knew that before, but I guess in the way that it's the way she writes it and the way she really gives you that invitation of looking at it in just a different way, I'm just really, really grateful. This is my new favorite book. Totally.
Yay! Well, I love that you said her invitation for you to look at herbs differently. And I think that's where I'd like to take us next, because one of the things that she does in this book is she takes a holistic approach to incorporating herbs into your health and wellness plan. Holistic it means, in the world I live in, it means looking at the pillars of health, things like how you eat, how you move, how you sleep, how you connect. And what she really does is she goes beyond the take this herb for that condition approach of using herbs as medicine, which is great. Herbs as medicine is a very powerful thing. But she really starts to show that plants can shift the body into a greater balance and vitality, that plants heal, that plants help your body relearn patterns of health. They kind of, if you think about it, our DNA is always looking for information. And for me, the scientist, when I look at herbs and I look at their impact on the body, what they're really doing is they're sending new communication to our cells saying, hey, wake up. Hey, function the way you're supposed to function. I'm here, me, mint, thyme, oregano, whatever it might be. I'm here to support you because I have hundreds of compounds in me and on me that work in synergy. I, green tea, do not just have ECGC. I have a million other things that help me be powerful and support your health. I think we're all familiar with herbs as medicine or to treat conditions. You know, the things that come to mind, and you guys can chime in here, but I think of people who say, oh, I'm not sleeping well, you know, I've got insomnia, so they grab some chamomile tea or some passion flower tea. Maybe this time of year we start to get a little tickle in our throat and we grab a tincture of thyme, which has been proven to be very effective at dealing with throat issues. In fact, that research came out of UC Santa Cruz just down the road from me. Maybe we're a little bit stressed out. I don't know about you. Holidays are coming. Maybe there might be some stress on the horizon. And so holy basil is one of those amazing herbs called an adaptogen that many people reach for to help them in moments of stress. And last but not least, you know, I have an entire book on the science behind using herbs as antibiotics. And one of the most common ones used is oil of oregano, whether it be to treat acne or to treat small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. So we're all familiar with this, but what she brings, what Maria Noel brings, is she brings a new perspective on herbs and says, look, Yes, they're great as medicine, but they're also great as supportive and protective herbs, which can strengthen and heal our body systems and enhance our overall health. They're also nutritive, which means that they contain high levels of vitamins and minerals that our body needs to be healthy. So these are the things that excite me about this book, and I know you've heard my voice for quite a bit, so I'd like to just, like, stop talking and hear what you're thinking, Robin and Amy.
Well, I wanted to, since you were talking about that, one of the quotes I wanted to have that kind of comes from the introduction, too, is she said, herbs are like training wheels to help your body relearn patterns of health, breaking away from patterns of disease, and improving your day-to-day functioning. And, boy, when I just that idea that, and it was actually talking about holy basil when she was talking about that. And it's like, herbs are like training wheels. And it's really encouraging us to get back into the intelligence of the body and just reminding us about when we're perfectly healthy, that that's really what they're encouraging us to do. And it's like, it's not a long-term thing, you know, of, I don't know why I'm thinking like, I know a psychiatrist sometimes that basically, you know, once you get into therapy, you're never going to get out. So it's just a matter of like resetting yourself and kind of, this is just a reset. With these herbs, to having them just be, you know, friends to help you be in your optimum health. And I love that.
Ooh, I like it. Friends to be in your optimum health. And I do love the training wheels quote. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love that. I love that quote. Yeah.
Well, a couple things. I can't remember what it was, but I was having something really serious and I needed antibiotics, but I have a terrible sort of chain reaction when I take them. And you had recommended the oil of oregano. I did do that. I put it on my feet, and I took it internally, which is, oh, God, that's a little challenging. But it works, you know, so that was really good. And I always have in my purse, and I always have in my travel bag, ginger tea and horny goat tea and linden tea. Because I have some kind of preemptive strike for any kind of thing I might, you know, need for my stomach. Certainly chamomile for, you know, when I want to rest. And the horny goat and linden is really good for my knee. When I know I'm going to be stressing it, I'll take those teas, and a lot of times I have no problems even though I'm, you know, on a trip and go running in airports and all that. So having it as my somewhat first aid seems a little much, but, you know, even whatever before first aid or, you know what I'm trying to say, preventive care.
Sure. Yeah, preventative. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting because you can use herbs to treat and manage issues associated with systems in the body. Like, you know, you mentioned the joints. So herbs can definitely help with pain in our joints. They can help rebuild our bones, rebuild our collagen, all these amazing things. And most of the herb books that you're going to see out there do focus on kind of that therapeutic component. But you also mentioned this preventative component, and that's one thing I think that the author of Body Balance, Maria Noel, does really well, which is to talk about the supportive and protective elements of herbs. You mentioned holy basil. Holy basil is one of those herbs that can either amp you up or turn down the production of stress hormones like cortisol as needed by the body. So if you're kind of slumping, it can bring you up. And if you're kind of overexcited, it can bring you, you know, to a more equilibrium state. And other supportive protective herbs that I'm really excited about is one of them is hawthorn, both the berries and the leaves. And I'm not just saying that because I graduated from Hawthorne University, but because it's not just that. But hawthorn berries and leaves, they literally, I mean, the affinity that this plant has for the human heart is beyond description. This particular herb improves every aspect of cardiovascular health. It's highly researched. This is not just me talking out of my head, okay? It literally can reverse congestive heart failure. It's shown to fight oxidative stress, decrease inflammation, prevent and reverse blood vessel damage, relax and tone blood vessel linings, reduce high blood pressure, improve circulation, and strengthen the heart muscle itself. I mean, this is a power herb that just loves the human heart. And I have to add this here because I know, Amy, you'll love this. It's also known as an herb that gladdens the heart, that creates a good mood. And it is highly researched. And when I say researched, I mean clinical, random controlled, blind studies. This is an amazing, amazing herb.
That's awesome. And that's one thing I've noticed that I learned from Rhea too, is when it comes to herbs, you know, like you're saying, you know, you could go to, you know, the one issue you think you're working on, but it seems like there's so much of an overlap that it works on an emotional level, it works on a physical level, and I just know that it works on a spiritual level as well. It's just working on all these different levels. Yeah, one time I had a reading, and the guy that I was talking to had known that I was really into plants and stuff like that, and he actually was saying that herbs and teas and things like that actually work from the outside of the body in our emotional body and then move into the physical body, which makes so much sense when it comes to, if you know anything about energy work and things like that, you know, all of them really come from, a lot of that comes from the same philosophy that, you know, we're bigger than our bodies. When you think our body fields, you know, literally go out at least 2 to 3 feet around us. So when it comes to being able to balance ourselves, the herbs are there to really help us to have everything get connected in those ways vibrationally first, and then bringing it into the body as it gets denser and denser. So it's really just fascinating and cool that that's something that she's bringing to light for people to understand.
Well, I want to throw something else in the mix. You know, Robin owns a flower shop, and of course she's around, you know, plants all the time. A good friend of ours just had her her wedding anniversary, and Robin got her the coolest plant with flowers in it. You want to talk about that a little bit, Robin?
Well, what's really cool is markets are starting to realize that people are really into herbs, and I usually like to do a plant with some flowers in it, and I was able to get an oregano plant. And
nice.
She's very into aroma. Yeah, she's very much into aromatherapy and all that. So she just loved it. She's just like, oh my God, I didn't realize how beautiful oregano is. And boy, this plant was just so thriving that, you know, can you imagine just having that on hand and having that fragrance around all the time, how beneficial that is for her, and being able to be just on multiple levels, being able to have that as a gift and something that can really, the body can take in and enjoy. And just a wellness thing about, you know, looking at that, what that looks like, and having it be something that's a special gift for certain kinds of occasions, and that was going to be for their wedding anniversary. So just for, it was really a great opportunity for that. Yeah, and I think it's just, I'd never seen a grocery store sell that before, so it's really cool.
Well, the thing is, cool,
well,
it's not only, right, you look at it, it's beautiful, you can ingest it, but also the energy that's coming from it.
Mm-hmm.
And Aim, maybe you can talk a little bit about, we were just talking about the fact that the herbal energy kind of sometimes comes from outside before it goes inside, and I think that speaks very highly to our 3 p.m. tea breaks. And
yes.
Amy and I actually wrote a blog post about how to take a tea break every day to kind of reconnect back with yourself. And of course, the tea itself has a physiological effect on you, but it also is the psychological component of the tea ritual, which is immersing all of your senses, right? The sound of the water boiling, the sound of the water running over the tea bag, the scents coming up from the teacup, the warmth of the cup, all of those things really play into getting your brain and your body ready, because we all know this, well, maybe we don't all know this, but digestion happens the moment you even think about food. And then when you smell it and you see it, that primes the system even more. The brain is super smart, and you can see that you're about to consume, say, an omelet that has beautiful bell peppers, and it sees that red color, and it starts to send messages to the digestive system saying, hey, by the way, bell pepper's coming. Everybody get on deck. Here's what we're going to need to do. So, Amy, maybe you can talk a little bit about your experience with the tea rituals that we do at 3 p.m. every day. We do it virtually. We don't necessarily get to do it together, but we know that we're both doing it at 3.
Sometimes we actually see each other, but sometimes we'll just text that we're doing it. But, you know, back, you know, to your point of it, you know, it getting ready. So, yes, it's an amazing ritual, picking the tea, the waters, taking the time. So I'm going to walk away from what I'm doing right now and take the time to do that ritual. but also it's training my body that, you know, about 2:30 I'm starting noticing, okay, well, I'm getting ready to do that, you know, that 3 o'clock ritual. So it's not only the tea, right, but it's getting back to the relaxation response, getting myself into the, you know, resilience response. And also, and I'm doing that through the tea, taking the time, but also connecting with you. And we set this challenge out to people, you know, all over the world. So we're hoping 3 o'clock, wherever you are, you're doing that. So not only is it a ritual I'm doing for myself, I'm doing it with my dear friend, but I'm doing it with a community around the world that I don't necessarily know who's doing it with me, but I know some people are.
Right. Well, it's 3 o'clock
and
somewhere, right?
It's 3 o'clock somewhere, rather than 5 o'clock. And it's so interesting because this whole process of a tea ritual, you know, why is a tea ritual so powerful? Because it does involve the mind, the body, and the spirit. It involves all three. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about when it comes to nutritive or supportive and protective herbs is the bitters. The things like dandelion and burdock and turmeric and schisandra, these are all herbs that aid the body in the digestive process. In fact, these herbs have been shown to literally turn on the GI tract from start to finish, meaning peristalsis, saliva production, enzyme production and excretion, stomach acid production, bile production, bowel movement. Okay, I just said a bunch
and
of stuff.
And bitters, right?
Going, what?
Bitters is a component in cocktails, correct?
Yes. And
so
cocktails
there you go.
Are originally
and we're back
medicine.
To happy hour. So you have your
we're
3 o'clock
happy
tea.
Hour.
Yeah.
Then you can
have
happy hour with bitters.
Well, and the whole point of this is that, you know, I'm sure you both have heard the saying, you are what you eat. And that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
You are what you absorb. And the only way you absorb what you eat is if you digest it well. And to digest it well, you sometimes need some support. And that's where bitters come into play. In fact, dandelion, burdock, turmeric, and schisandra, what are interesting there is that they're most effective if you actually taste them, if you put them on your tongue, so that you stimulate that bitter concept. So in teas, vinegars, and tinctures. And that brings me into the nutritive herbs, because we've been talking about protective and supportive herbs, but herbs in of themselves can help bridge the gap between diet and dietary supplements. They can actually fill in the gap when you're missing some nutrients. And what's so cool about nutritive herbs is that they are concentrated nutrition in a whole food package. They're not processed at all. When you eat a dandelion, you're getting nutrition from that dandelion. They have tonic action, which means they support your overall health. They're also multifaceted. They usually contain more than one nutrient that's health promoting, and usually more than one system of the body is health promoted, meaning that it's not just the heart that Hawthorne deals with, right? The heart is the big one, but Hawthorne also helps the body to do great things with the immune system and with the cognitive system. So one of the things that's really cool about nutritive herbs, and of course, me being a nutritionist, that's where I go, is that you're going to get better mood, improved energy, more vibrant skin, harder nails, stronger bones, shinier hair, more effective detoxification, and better immune function. And that's going to become really important in the next couple of months, right? We're entering into flu season. So let me just get an amen from the ladies on the call right now. Do you want better mood, improved energy, more vibrant skin, harder nails, stronger bones, shinier hair? Amen?
Amen!
Amen. Just
so here's the interesting thing about nutritive herbs, though, because we've been talking about herbs, supportive and preventive, and et cetera. But nutritive herbs, if you want to get the best absorption of the nutrients that they contain, it's best to get them in a food form, meaning teas, broth, soups, super infusions, and super decoctions. And we'll talk more about what that means in a moment. But the idea is that people keep saying, oh, can you recommend a supplement? I'm like, no, just eat the freaking food. Pardon my French. But seriously, eat the freaking food. An infusion, just so you know, if you don't know the difference between an infusion and a decoction, an infusion is where you actually take plant material like leaves and flowers and you let them steep in hot water. So you pour hot water over them and let them just kind of hang out and, you know, play in that hot water. A super infusion, you let them steep for about 4 hours, if not overnight. A decoction is where you actually have to simmer the ingredients. It's usually the harder parts of herbs, like roots, bark, and seeds. And you're going to let them simmer for about 20 minutes. And a super decoction means you let them simmer for 20 minutes, and then you put a lid on them and stick them on the back of the stove off of heat and let them just hang out for 4 hours or overnight. All right? So that's an important component of if you're going to use herbs as a nutritive, if you're going to try to absorb the beautiful nutrition that's in these herbs, this is what you're going to need to do. And just, I know we're running out of time. We're about 5 minutes out. So I wanted to highlight a few things. Three very important nutritive herbs. Nettle. Nettle has one of the highest bioavailable contents of calcium out there of any plant. And in fact, you can get about 500 milligrams of highly bioavailable calcium out of a super infusion of nettle tea. It also contains magnesium, potassium, and silica. Amy, you should know this. What does magnesium, potassium, and silica do? I'm going to say I'm flipping my hair and looking at my nails.
Makes me gorgeous. Hair nail-y.
Yes. Another example of a nutritive herb is raspberry leaf. It has high levels of vitamin C, super important for the heart, super important for healthy collagen formation and tissue formation. Again, goes back to those joints. You don't want those joints hurting. Raspberry leaf tea and dandelion. You can eat the petals of the flowers, the leaves, and the root. And here's the cool thing. Dandelion, yes, it's not the scourge of your lawn. It is actually the holy grail of health in your body. The leaves have iron and calcium. The flowers have carotenoids like lutein, which help make your eyes very healthy. Dandelions are bitter, so they help with digestion, and they also support detoxification. So those are just three examples. Nettle, raspberry leaf, and dandelion. Super easy stuff you could throw into your salad. You can make a tea. You can make a decoction. I mean, this is easy stuff to just support the body.
And I think it's really important, again, that we're doing this as part of our social connection. That's why please join us at 3 o'clock tea time. I don't care where you are, 3 o'clock, wherever you are. That take the time with a ritual, connect with a good friend. Can be text. It can be you just send them energy. Think about them. Know that they're thinking about you. I'm going to go order the book. You guys have convinced me. So pull that back up again. So that is the Body in Balance, an herbal guide to holistic self-care, by Maria Noel Groves. And, you know, you want to go check out what Katie is doing. She's amazing work on the planet. You go to www.enhancedhealthsolutions.com. Is that the best place to get to see what you're up to, Katie, or there in your Facebook?
It is.
Or is that?
Yeah. Nope. Okay. The website's the best place.
Okay.
And I think, you know, tonight we just scratched upon the surface of what this book offers and the amazingness of what we call herbs. I really do encourage you all to do like Amy's doing. Pick up the book, the physical book, not the ebook. Not anything against the ebook, but the physical book is just so beautiful. And I want you to enjoy the beauty and the bounty of the information it contains. And I hope Maria Noel Groves hears this broadcast and knows how much she has truly impacted the world for the better. I mean, it's just been great.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I just want to put it out. Yeah, I just want to put out there that this would be a great book to get for yourself to read and then think about it for Christmas. whether you want to give it to people for Christmas or create some kind of wonderful different kinds of health products and little gift baskets and little tea, you know, gift bags and things like that that you can be giving people. That would be something that really can benefit their new year and help them to be looking at health and wellness in just a little bit different way, because there's all kinds of ways. She also recommends things to be able to be creating things as well. So a real different idea for Christmas, I think, would be awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
You're our herb guru. That's how to start. Herb guru. That's hard to say. Anyway. Thank you so much. Okay.
Pleasure as usual. Thank you so much for having me on board.
All right, so I'll see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. tea time.
Okay. That's
Absolutely.
It. Everybody
tea
do their till tea time. Ta-ta for now, and thank you so much for joining us here at the Transformation Cafe. See you later. Goodbye.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.